Relationship issues?
Relationship talk
on 702.
So, on our relationship and sex feature this morning, and as always, this is Adult Radio, Fridays at 11 o'clock. So, if you've got kids around, the advice is that you give them something to play with while we as adults have this conversation. We are talking about pegging this morning on our relationship and sex feature. So we're doing a one-on-one on pegging and how it can improve your sex life. And I'll get my guest to explain that to you, what pegging is all about. But think of it as a sex act in which one person has anal sex with another person by penetrating them with a strap-on dildo. So that happens between someone who has got a vagina, who puts on the strap, and someone who has got a penis, whichever way they may identify. But they've got prostate and they've got a penis, and that's when a pegging happens. It's got nothing to do with sexuality. They're heterosexual couples who do pegging as well. And our guest is going to explain that in detail for us. And her name is Lisa Welsh. She is a sex and pleasure educator who's going to guide us through this conversation. But if you've tried pegging yourself, maybe you have pegged someone, maybe you've been pegged yourself, maybe this is something you and your husband, your wife, your partner practice. This is a sexual act you practice. How has it improved your sex life? Give us a call to share your experience with us on 011-883-0702, or send me a WhatsApp voice note, either a text or a voice note on 072-702-1702. Is it a regular feature in your bedroom? What has been your experience? Give us a call or send us a WhatsApp voice note. Lisa, thank you so much for making time for us. Welcome back to the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Clement. It is always a pleasure to be here. And wow, I'm so proud that 702 is speaking about this topic.
Look, that's what we're known for, right? We have these conversations that are important and that some people are scared to touch on. But we do, because we are, personally, I've experienced a lot of people who come and say, you have no idea how much a conversation you had on your relationship feature has helped me and my partner. So that's where we go, where a lot of people are scared of going. So let's start with just the definition of pegging. What is it and what is it not?
So the word pegging is such an odd word that many people listening might not know, although your explanation was great. So the term itself came into existence in 2001. So Dan Savage is an American columnist, and he was specifically asked for a term so that we could differentiate from a lesbian couple using strap-ons for penetrative sex and a heterosexual couple using strap-ons for penetrative sex. So yes, as you said, this is when a woman or vagina owner has penetrative sex with somebody who has a prostate. So it's usually like a wife or female partner or somebody with a vulva penetrating her husband or man or somebody with a prostate using a strap-on dildo. So I'm using all of those terms to be really inclusive, as you were too, because it's not just about gender, but to make it really simple to understand, it's when a woman penetrates a male partner using a dildo, which is like a phallic object that she has attached to her pelvis and penetrates him. So it's like butt play with the female penetrating the male.
Okay.
So, and it is quite, it's getting hugely popular, although a lot of listeners might just think, why on earth would anybody do that? And I'm sure that's something we're going to get into. But it is also usually like a cisgendered woman and a cisgendered man. It has nothing to do with sexualities, as you said. And yeah, let's talk about it, because I'm sure a lot of people are going to be asking questions.
Yeah. So what's the point of it? In other words, what is the point for the giver, but for the receiver as well?
So the point, let's start from, why does somebody want to be pegged? And especially because we're talking about straight men here. We're talking about heterosexual men. Why does a straight man want his partner to penetrate him anally? So there's actually quite a few reasons. And this is such a popular topic. It is like my most viewed YouTube video. It was brought up even last week when I was talking about vibrators in a webinar. It is really popular and people are curious about it. And possibly because prostate stimulation is supposed to be the pinnacle of pleasure for people who have prostates. So the prostate is inside of the anus, okay? And it's a gland which is sometimes likened to a male G-spot. It's just underneath the bladder. And it is significant in reproductive health, and it has a lot of like beautiful nerve endings. So it can feel very pleasurable when stimulated, and stimulating it and milking it can actually bring health benefits. Apparently there are health benefits like enhanced blood flow, more oxygen and nutrients, relieving congestion of the prostate. And so yes, it could potentially be beneficial in that way, but also it can be incredibly, incredibly pleasurable and can lead to like the best orgasms ever
for both so the man and the woman.
So we're talking now just about the person receiving, because there's
pegged.
Many benefits
okay.
for the, yes, the person who's being pegged. We can talk about the benefits for the person receiving, but there's still more. There's still more good stuff for the person being pegged. You know, the novelty and the exploration. The anus is it comes with that kind of naughty, taboo, earthly raw feeling. You know, this is something, it's like a next boundary. Being penetrated is something that often mostly women experience, that, you know, that feeling of being vulnerable and allowing somebody to enter you is like quite a, it's a massive deal. And being on the receiving end of that can kind of switch the roles, right? So the power dynamics change. So instead you're breaking societal norms. I mean, this is really an unusual thing. You know, it's something that a lot of people would consider kinky or outside of the norm, right? So you are now at the, you know, you are the one who's receiving. You're the one now suddenly understanding why consent is important and why foreplay is important, right? Because the partner, the vulva owner, who's usually in that position of passiveness, is now penetrating. They're in the position of power. So for all of these reasons, it is incredible for many people. They really enjoy it. They enjoy being kind of, you know, in this new position where communication and experimentation are at the forefront, discussions around boundaries, and just really discovering the, you know, the absolute potential for pleasure and what the body can really bring. But do you want to talk about what's in it for the giver?
Yes, before that though, and look, I want to encourage listeners who, there's no stupid question. Whatever question you have for Lisa, what you want to understand about pegging, please feel free to call us or WhatsApp us to ask whatever the question is or to give an input. Here's a question, Lisa. So we always talk about prostate, right, with a male. So a male who's being pegged by whatever their partner, the you know, vaginal owner. So that's, males have prostate, right? You said that's our, like, we only have prostate. So it can't be a reversal of if a man is penetrating a woman in the anal, then a woman also will feel the prostate. Only men have prostate. So if the women are having anal sex, the pleasure is different to how it would be for men. Am I understanding that right?
Correct. Only people assigned male at birth have a prostate, the prostate gland. It is considered like the female G-spot. But yes, people assigned female at birth do not have a prostate.
So that's the male G-spot.
Yes, that's what some people call it. Yes, yeah.
Okay.
So when somebody who has a vulva is penetrated anally, there are different sensations, still nerve endings. Still, it can be the same nerve that brings a clitoral orgasm that can still be stimulated. So it can be orgasmic and pleasurable, but very different to somebody assigned male at birth.
Okay. So talk to us about, before I go to the calls, there are some calls and WhatsApps already coming through. Talk to us about the benefits for the person, the owner of the someone who's got a vagina, who's now strapped on this dildo and is pegging this man. What's the benefit for them?
Love it. So the person who's pegging, not only do they get to be in the position of control, which is huge, like they get to be the one doing the work, right? And that can be a big learning curve. Like, I love the idea that pegging gives the partners an opportunity to wear the shoe on the other foot, right? They can realize it's actually quite a lot of effort involved in all of the thrusting, getting the angle right, getting the preparation, being in charge, like a lot of physical exertion. I mean, and then it can give them empathy for one another. Imagine now, for the first time ever, as a vagina owner, you're the one thrusting and penetrating, and you don't even have the pressure of staying hard because you have a dildo. So it can be great to like give yourself a taste of what it's like on the other side. But that Power dynamic shift can feel really, really good. Like a lot of people can absolutely enjoy that. Just being in that position and seeing the kind of pleasure that they can bring to their partner, especially if it's a new thing that you're discovering together. It's a journey. But secondly, there are also some great tools that can bring pleasure to the pegger. Right. So you can get strap-ons that come with harnesses. You can get strap-ons that look like beautiful lingerie where you put the dildo into the contraption. And then it allows you to grind your vulva and your clitoris onto the base of the dildo, which can feel really good. But you can also get wearable strap-ons. And so these come with like an egg that is inserted into the vagina with a vibrator that is vibrating on the clitoris, as well as a dildo that can be inserted into your partner. Like somebody really thought about this. There's pleasure to be had for everybody involved.
Sure. That's so fascinating. I mean, the idea that it challenges that heteronormative notion that a man is a penetrator, right? And a woman is the one that is being penetrated. Let's go to some calls now. Michelle, you are calling us from Centurion. Good morning.
Hi, I'm Michelle. I'm 46 years old. I found out about pegging when I was 19 in about, it was about 1998, 1999, in the U magazine of all places. And, sort of very, very obsessed with the idea, as a youngster and eventually had my dreams fulfilled. I've had girlfriends who have been into it. I've had girlfriends who have not been into it at all. It was a no no. They didn't want to even try it. It wasn't something they even wanted to discuss. But I really think there's a stigma around it, especially a message to the guys, to the heterosexual males who are simply vanilla and they just don't believe in anything outside of the box. And I just want to say the thing that always comes up in a car, doesn't that make you gay? And I they never really quite understand. They're like, oh my gosh, anal sex or anal play must make you gay. And it really missed the point. Loving a man, being into men and masculinity, that is what would make a male gay, you know. But having anal sex and anal play, which is really amazing, but like you said earlier, it's the most stimulating sex that a guy can have on the prostate. It shouldn't be taboo. It shouldn't be something like strange to even talk about. It's just sex, and it's great sex. I also wanted to say you asked a question. What are the two people involved get out of it? And as someone who was a heterosexual male most of my life, I'm in control of so many things in my life, my job, everything else, but when it comes to sex, I want to be vulnerable. I want to be the one who feels vulnerable and has someone on top of me. And one of my girlfriends, she absolutely got off on the idea of feeling dominant.
Wow.
Of actually having some kind of dominance over a male and being in control. So there's this duality that happens, this role reversal. And it's extremely intense. It's extremely exciting. So, yeah, I hope I've conveyed the essence of pegging, which I think is fantastic and shouldn't be taboo.
Yes, yes. And thank you for sharing the experience with us. Michelle, if you don't mind me asking, I heard you say you've been heterosexual for most part of your life, do you still identify as a heterosexual straight man?
No, I identify as a woman. I'm transgender.
Okay.
But I only figured that out 2 years ago. So I've been living authentically for 2 years.
For 2 years now.
I was married for 13 years in a relationship with a woman for 20 years in a heterosexual relationship. And it just wasn't something she was into. So I never wanted to force that side of things onto our relationship. But yes, later in life, went through some self-discovery and figured out that I am most comfortable identifying as a woman.
Yeah, got it. Michelle, thank you so much for sharing that experience with us. Let's get into that stigma, Lisa, because the stigma is there that if you are a man, heterosexual man, and you want your girlfriend or your wife to peg you and penetrate you anally with a dildo, then it must mean that you are gay. That's one of the misconceptions out there, right?
the biggest. So thank you, Michelle, for your incredible sharing. It was so great to hear from Michelle's perspective, right? Just how great it felt. And also the experience of dealing with different partners, some of who were into it and some weren't, because this is the big misconception. Isn't this for gay men? And so a lot of women and, you know, female partners who hear their partner say, I'm curious about being pegged, this is the first thing they worry about. Is my partner gay? Are they going to prefer this? Maybe they don't want me. You know, we always speak about this. I think every time you do this sex and relationship hour, it always comes down to this kind of feeling of insecurity and vulnerability inside. And pegging cracks that open wide. Not only is it asking for the receiver to be vulnerable, but it's also asking for the person doing the pegging to be vulnerable because of this question. It's the fear. But as Michelle said so rightly, being gay has nothing to do with enjoying a part of your body being stimulated. We all feel, you know, we all enjoy touch, and, you know, our bodies are designed to experience touch and to enjoy touch. But we're not all gay. It has nothing to do with that. If you enjoy having your elbow rubbed, it doesn't mean anything about your orientation, right? It just doesn't. Those two things are so separate. You can like whoever you like. You can be attracted to whoever you're attracted to. It doesn't mean that you're going to like anal sex, actually, because a lot of gay men don't even enjoy anal penetration. Like, the two things are not inextricably linked. Pegging is not for gay people only. Like, anal penetration isn't for gay people only. Everybody of every gender can enjoy anal stimulation. And everybody of every gender and every orientation may not like anal stimulation. Right. We all have different strokes for different folks.
That's why you would have other gay men who don't necessarily like being penetrated. They want to be the ones that penetrate, because that's possibly not even, that's not their thing. Here's a question, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is another message I get on the WhatsApp line from Anonymous, who says, Clement, this pegging thing, I feel like it's going to make a lot of men become gay. Straight men should stay away from this thing. A straight man cannot be penetrated. That's a message from Anonymous, which is the point that you were raising about the G-spot. I remember we've had a show, we've had a conversation on the show about just anal sex, and we're not just talking about pegging, but we're just talking generally about anal sex. And I had men who were calling, men who identify as straight, who say, I like it when my partner fingers me anally, because that's where they can feel their prostate. And that doesn't mean after that, then they're going to want to have a penis inside their anus. That's just what they want to do with their girlfriend, with their wife, because they feel the prostate, because that's where that G-spot is. So it looks like this is a stigma that's still very much out there. Malia on the WhatsApp line also says, wow, Clement, what a topic. I must admit that I have quite a few men that I would love to do that too. I'm not too sure if my partner would be keen. How do you introduce this, Lisa? How do you, like, someone who's listening to us now and is feeling, this could be interesting, whether that man, it's a man, or I don't know, a woman, let me rather say someone with a penis or someone with a vagina, thinking, how do I even start the conversation with my partner to say, I want to peg you, or I want to be pegged? Where do you begin?
It is incredibly delicate, because as we've seen, there's this feeling that, like the tweet said, like on X, it said, no men can be penetrated. Like, a straight man cannot be penetrated. Like, it's just a rule and a law. And so many of us believe it. So many of us really think that way. And so when you're bringing this up with your partner, it is really essential to kind of be prepared, like have some, you know, backup with articles and, you know, blogs, for example, that explain like why this is okay for straight men. Because this is an initial feeling that many of us have, is that, nope, this is not okay. But if you're curious, taking baby steps and being really sensitive with your partner, explaining that you're curious about learning about your body, because all this is a part of the body that feels good to touch for some people. And everybody has a right to explore their body. And within a partnership, within a relationship, we can invite our partner and our partners to help us explore those things. if we, you know, if they so choose. We can't force anybody to do it. But the reason I'm saying baby steps is because then it allows for those initial feelings to come up, the taboo, the disgust, maybe the confusion and the insecurity, allow that to come up and then discuss that. Okay, what does this make us feel? This is why pegging can be so transformative for relationships, because it is forcing you to break open from the societal norms and really get to the depth of what you believe, what really is a man and masculinity, what really is a female and femininity, like what really is you two together, or you and your partners. Like, I'm using male and female, but I mean as we, somebody with a penis, somebody with a vagina. But this is what makes it transformational, because you are doing something outside of what is considered norm, and so you're being forced to set your own definitions of pleasure. You within the safe confines of the relationship, you are switching roles, as Michelle said. You know, you're changing. The person who's normally penetrating is now learning what it feels like passive, to be receiving, to be in that vulnerable position, and to know how that feels now to be penetrated. It helps the body in the relationship to understand the importance of taking it slow, of consent, of ongoing communication. And it person who's pegging that opportunity to feel in control and understand the physical exertion required in being the penetrator. It just brings empathy. It brings creation of new definitions. What really is sex? What really is connection? What is this for us? It is like wiping the slate clean completely, because this brings up so much inner stuff within us about what we believe about ourselves and each other.
There's someone else asking now and saying, yo, Clement, this topic, I am keen to try being pegged by my girlfriend, but what if I start craving for a penis? Could that happen?
No, well, it's not likely that you're going to start craving for a penis unless you're attracted to somebody's penis. Pegging isn't going to make you change your attraction. Being pegged, being stimulated anally, isn't going to change your sexual orientation unless you already have that persuasion, right? It just might mean that you enjoy the feeling so much that you might like to be pegged frequently, you know, or you might want to try prostate massages or butt plugs. There's so many different ways and so many different tools that we can use to stimulate the anus. It doesn't mean that you're going to be switched gay. It's not going to turn you. There's not a magic switch in the anus that's going to change your orientation. So don't worry.
Yeah, I've got some interesting questions coming through, Lisa. I'll read them after the latest in Eyewitness News headlines. If you've just joined us, we are talking about pegging on our relationship and sex feature this morning. This sex act in which one person with a vagina has anal sex with another person with a penis by penetrating them with a strap-on dildo. Is it something you've ever tried? Is it something you would even consider trying? I think Lisa has done well in helping us understand just how pegging can help build more intimacy even between those couples, because you deal with this idea, right? You're challenging the heteronormative notion that a man is the penetrator and a woman is penetrated. And as Lisa said, there are women, in fact, Michelle, who called us, there are women who get a high from being in charge, from dominating, because most of the time it's them who have always been dominated. So there's a lot of pleasure for both the person being pegged and the person doing the pegging. Have you tried it? What was your experience? Would you consider it? Do you have questions around it? Give me a call now. Oh, a WhatsApp voice note. It's 11:30.
Relationship issues.
Relationship talk.
On 702.
24 minutes before 12 o'clock. Fascinating conversation this morning on our relationship and sex feature around pegging. That's what we're discussing this morning with Lisa Welsh, who is a sex and pleasure educator. Lisa, I want to go straight to the messages we've got on WhatsApp. I've got a message from Anonymous, who says, hi, Clement. Please, can you ask your guest, I'm a gay man dating bush lesbians and I'm enjoying being penetrated by my lesbian partner with a strip-on dildo. Is that also considered pegging?
Good question. I'm sure it is. I'm sure it would be considered pegging. Yeah. The definition that Dan Savage coined was around that specific, you know, group of genres. But, you know, I would say that's still classed as pegging. know, whatever you think it should be. If it feels like pegging, still a prostate owner and still a vulva owner. So yes, I would say so.
Yeah, because that does include someone with a prostate, someone with a vulva. Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for that question. Another one, so Clement, I've been married for 27 years and I had a feeling to be pegged. Yes, but my wife is not into exploring. I tried so many years, but it was in vain. I'm not gay. I'm not interested in men, but I have a feeling of wanting to be dominated by a woman. Mm. That's a message from Anonymous there. Fascinating one as well, right? So,
it's tricky.
His wife hasn't really been wanting to explore it.
Mm, and of course, we can never make somebody do something they don't want to do. Mm. But so we can take this apart a little bit. Is this person curious about being stimulated anally? If so, then there are toys that they can try, right? There's toys, there's prostate massagers, things that can be just tried either alone or together, just so that he can have that feeling of being stimulated anally, having the prostate stimulated, in case that's something that he wants to try and might enjoy. That sometimes is something that can be done separately if the partner is really not willing to you know, be involved at all. There can still be a conversation around it. But it's difficult because it's difficult to keep a secret. Like, you know, it's like watching porn in secret can feel really difficult for some people. It can feel like cheating. But I'm a real advocate for people being allowed to stimulate parts of their body that they're curious about stimulating. So he's tried having the conversation. I would encourage trying that again. However, the other side of this then is that he said he really wants to be dominated by a woman. Mm. Is that something he could explore with his partner separately from pegging? Because the pegging can bring up all of those feelings that we mentioned earlier. Maybe she's not ready to go there, but could she dominate him in other ways? Could they speak more specifically about what he would like? What kind of things would he enjoy and would elevate his experience in the bedroom together? That is a great step, a great first step. Being specific, learning more about your fantasies. There's a great book by Justin Lee Miller, which is called Tell Me What You Want. And it's all about learning the specifics of your fantasies. And that gives you a tool, like a toolkit, to actually have these conversations and start to explore the things that could heighten your experience together in a way that you both feel comfortable with.
Mm, okay, got it. So I hope that advice helps you, Anonymous. Another one says, Clement, men are so scared of pain. I wonder if they would be able to handle it. Can we talk about the pain that comes with being penetrated in the anal? Can we also talk about ways of how to lubricate the area and penetrate and prepare it for penetration, because it's not a vagina that has its own juices? That's a message here from another Anonymous. Maybe you can give those tips then, Lisa. What's the best way to do it in terms of lubrication? For people who are listening and saying, this is what we're going to try, where do they begin first?
Yeah.
What are the do's and what are the don'ts?
Great, great question. I think it's such a good one. Thank you so much for asking. And you're right. The anus does not self-lubricate. So lube is essential. So after the first question of, isn't it gay? The next one is, doesn't it hurt? Always, doesn't it hurt? So, and especially a lot of people with vulvas are nervous about hurting their partner. Right. They're scared about it. But if it's done correctly, pegging doesn't have to hurt at all. So yes, it does require lube. And I would recommend a silicone based lube, because silicone lasts longer than a water based. And it just gives you, it doesn't absorb into the body, and it just gives that really long lasting slippery slidiness. Also, patience is important and the right technique as well. So you're going to choose the right tools. First of all, you don't have to go for a really big dildo initially. You can start by penetrating with something smaller, a finger. You know, you can even start by penetrating your own anus first. If you're the person who's going to be pegged, start by exploring in the shower or the bath, right? Just to see how that feels. I do recommend people do this on their own first, because it's like a whole other level of allowing someone else to do it. It can take away some of that fear if you do it yourself in the bath or the shower with lube as well. Preparation wise, because people can feel like it's unhygienic and gross and dirty, you can use an anal douche, which is like a big bulb with a pipe on the end. And you fill that with soapy water and you insert, like you squeeze that into the anus, and it just washes out any remnants of poo that might be there, because, you know, there is poo in the bum. So that's what people worry about. But the anus is not a holding place for poo, right? It just comes through there. So it doesn't mean there's always going to be poo, but sometimes there might be a little bit of fecal matter. And, you know, if you're a grown up playing with butt play, then it's, you've got to be okay with that potentially happening. It's really important when you're playing with the anus that you do use toys designed to be used there, not just any dildo. There must be one designed for anal use, because the anus can close and toys do get lost. So you need something with a flared base. Really, really important to have something with a flared base so that it doesn't get lost. You don't end up going to A&E with something stuck inside.
That would be awkward going into emergency. And yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Very awkward. That's not how you want to do it. So taking time on hygiene and preparation, you know, even thinking about what you're eating. So you don't want to have anything too oily or too fatty. Use your hand soap, use a douche to clean up. And then just add a lot of lube and go slowly. So you're going to just massage the area outside of the anus first and just get it kind of warmed up, put a little bit of pressure until it slowly starts to open. You don't want to be forcing anything in. So yeah, taking your time, having a lot of patience and going slowly. So you don't have to just decide you're going to peg and then peg tonight. You can start tonight with a little bit of rimming, which is where, you know, you maybe you're licking around the area of the anus or just finger stroking around the anus. So take it in baby steps. That will also help both people to feel comfortable instead of just going straight for it. And then that can make sure that there's minimal pain. That's, you know, really not the goal. Hurting people isn't the goal. Which I suppose sometimes the other misconception is that pegging is only for people who are into kink and BDSM. So if that is the case, if you are into kink and BDSM and you want to have a little bit of pain, then you really need to be doing your research on that first so that you're not actually causing harm. We don't want harm. But just to put it out there, pegging is not only for people who are into BDSM. Pegging is for all kinds of people. You'd be surprised.
Well, thank you for that. Who's this? Anonymous on the WhatsApp line also says, hi, Clem. Let me remain anonymous. Regarding your topic of being penetrated, don't you run the risk of having involuntary farting? That's a question there from Anonymous.
It's all to do with technique. Same as queefing. Having sex with a penis in a vagina sometimes results in queefing, which is where involuntary air is expelled from the vagina. So when there are body parts and there's lubrication and there's a lot of friction, sometimes air can get inside, but it's less likely, I suppose, if the dildo is not being completely removed and placed back in over and over again. If the dildo is gently and slowly inserted and then there's some thrusting, but not completely coming out again, right? So then there's less air being forced in. If there's air being forced in, then yes, it could make that sound. And okay, farting could happen, but it's just like I said, when we're playing with the butt, these are some butt activities that might happen, but it's okay. It's not as common as you think.
Yeah. I've got another person who has sent a message saying, hey, Clement and Lisa, this is something I definitely would also like to try. In terms of positions, what is best for beginners?
There's a lot of positions, surprisingly. So I think most people probably have the doggy position in their mind, where the prostate owner's on all fours and then the vagina owner's behind them and they're using to penetrate from behind. That's kind of like the classic. But you can actually do this in a 69 position. So it can even start from that, you know. So let's think that the prostate owner is lying down one way and then the vagina owner is the other way around. So there can be oral sex happening. Now, at the same time that the woman has the man's penis in her hand or mouth, she can also stimulate the anus with the toy. So she doesn't have to be wearing it, but that's a good starting position. So they can include oral sex and like a hand job with anal penetration as well with a toy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I've got...
Missionary also works. Missionary, so that is when the man will be on his back with his legs up in the air, right? So he's almost kind of folded in half and then the woman is on her knees between his legs and she can hold his ankles up and then penetrate him that way. So he's the one on his back and then she's kneeling in front. And again, you can also hold the penis and stimulate the penis at the same time as penetrating the anus. there can be like a whole lot going on. A lot of positions can work. Spooning can work. You can also do it with the man sitting on a chair, or at the end of the bed with his legs spread, and then the woman straddles him. So yeah, you can do a little bit of research. I have a blog on this as well on my website, inbedwithlisa.com. You can find, there's a blog which has a lot of positions that you can have a look at as well. But yeah, really your imagination is the only thing. You, whatever position you can have penetrative sex in, you can do it with a strap on.
Okay. It's 12 minutes now before 12 o'clock. We'll continue with more of your questions after the break.
Relationship issues.
Relationship talk.
On 702.
10 minutes before 12 o'clock. We're just about to wrap up our conversation around pegging this morning. Thank you for sending your questions. Thank you for sharing your experiences with us. We've got Lisa Welsh, who is responding to your questions and, of course, some of your experiences as well. Let's go to Lucy, who's calling us from Embalentle. Lucy, good morning.
Good morning, Clement. I want to find out something. Well, the first question is, during pegging, does the male counterpart let go of his load? You know, does it, you know, does he ejaculate? That's the first one.
During the pegging. Can they reach an orgasm and ejaculate?
Yeah, when they it's not about can they reach an orgasm. Mm-hmm. It means when they reach an orgasm, do they ejaculate?
Okay.
And secondly, is it, can they get multiple orgasms, like when you're penetrating a woman and, you know, she
gets
time and time again? Or is it my shady shady, like a man, it's a
once off and then
you got to...
Yeah. Okay, Lizzie, let's ask Lisa there. Thank you for the question. Great one, Lizzie in Embalentle.
Yeah, great.
That's an important question, hey?
Absolutely. So, okay, so the first one is, yes, absolutely, a man can ejaculate through having the prostate stimulated. Sometimes this is how some people who cannot get an erection anymore will experience their pleasure and orgasm and ejaculation through prostate stimulation only. I think people can remember that scene from American Pie where in order to be stimulated to give a sample of semen, Stifler was massaged. His prostate was massaged by a nurse. So, for example, that's the kind of example that's well known in popular culture. But yes, you can definitely 100% experience ejaculation and orgasm through prostate stimulation alone. And some people say it is better than penis stimulation. But the cool thing is you can do both at the same time.
What? So
you don't even need to choose.
Oh, wait. What, when you say two at the same time, you can ejaculate, like as in masturbating yourself, your penis, while being pegged?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Exactly. Right. You can stimulate the prostate and the penis at the same time to bring like a blended orgasm. So a blended orgasm is when two erogenous zones are bringing you to like that pinnacle of pleasure simultaneously. And so women would often be the clitoris and the G-spot, for example. Mm. So this is similar, penis and prostate. But then the second question about, can this then lead to multiple orgasms? The thing with men and people with penises is they do have a longer refractory period. So you can have multiple orgasms potentially. There is a potential to separate ejaculation and orgasm. I think that's another whole call. Because some people believe that you don't have to ejaculate and you can still have an orgasm and a peak climax experience. And then you can have that again and again. So that's one thing. Mm. But if you ejaculate, then there's still that period of rest and recovery before you can ejaculate again.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can have multiple orgasms.
Yeah. Okay. Lots of people with penises are able to have multiple orgasms, but not by ejaculating. You can't ejaculate over and over again without that refractory period.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Anonymous also says, hi, Clement. On the issue of positions for beginners, the best position for a beginner is with the woman lying on her back. And then the guy gets on top so that he's got control of how fast and how deep that dildo can go. Does that help when it's men on top, hey?
Definitely. It definitely does. That works. I think it's a great, great suggestion. So anytime that the person being pegged can actually kind of work backwards onto the strap-on, onto the dildo, and be in charge of the depth and the speed of penetration, that is great. So they can also be in doggy position and also with the person with the strap-on underneath. Both of those, that's a really great suggestion, yeah.
Another question, which I think is a follow-up from the ejaculation. Someone is asking, what if I'm not masturbating or ejaculating through my penis and I'm just enjoying the pegging? Can I have that orgasm without necessarily me holding my penis?
Yeah, the penis doesn't have to be involved at all. I know we like to think the penis is the center of the world, but...
is it not?
When it comes to pegging, the penis can really not be involved. Or you can stimulate it. So yes, again, there's that same question about can you orgasm and not ejaculate? Yes, but that is something that requires a lot of practice. There's techniques and a lot of, you know, there can be a lot of practice required in that. But yes, you can enjoy the feeling of the stimulation on the prostate and the anus. You can enjoy that without ejaculating if you don't want to, but you can ejaculate without touching the penis. It is possible.
I'll wrap up with the last question around intimacy between the two couples. Someone says, I'm interested in anything that's going to build more intimacy between me and my girlfriend. So is this pegging business, is it capable of doing that?
100%. If you're both open to exploring it and being vulnerable and having the communication, this is like one of the ultimate communication starters. It's a catalyst for intimacy because of its taboo and the vulnerability that it requires, because of the empathy that it invokes, because of the fact that this is so different. It's so novel compared to what most people are normally doing. So yes, it can, because it requires depth of trust. It requires so much deep stuff to be dealt with. You can't just like bend over and do it. No. Yeah. So this really does have the huge potential to boost intimacy for people who feel that they're interested in exploring it. It is not for everybody, of course, and that's okay too.
Yeah. Lisa, always appreciate your time. How can people get a hold of you?
Thank you, Clement. One of the best ways is my YouTube channel, In Bed With Lisa, or In Bed With Lisa _ on Instagram. You'll find lots of info about pegging there too.
Wonderful. Lisa Welsh is a sex and pleasure educator. Appreciate your time. It's 3 minutes before